This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
On the go breakfast on Capricorn FM in Popo Saturday frequency, getting us into the third hour or final hour of the show at 12 minutes after 8. October is Africa Pride Month, and we continue with the great conversations that we have been having on the show since the beginning of the month. And if you've got any, just get a moment, get a feel of what happens during this moment, and let's jump right into it and you get in touch with us and let's see what we can interrogate as far as our pride is concerned.
All right, and to just talk more about this, today we're going to be looking at the issue around gender-based violence in the LGBTI community, and we are joined by the founder of Limpopo LGBTQI community, Proudly Out. That's Cindy. Cindy, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Pauline. Good morning to the listeners.
You know, research shows us that people in the LGBTQI community are just as likely as heterosexuals to experience domestic violence, and they are less likely to report such incidents to the police because they fear being discriminated against and maybe re-victimized. So how is the LGBTQI community in Limpopo? Let's start there. Is it thriving and existing in harmony with the rest of the province?
Thank you so much. I wouldn't exactly say when you say how are the LGBTIs in Limpopo, are we living in harmony maybe with the community. We've came a long way, that I could say, up to this far. We're still not yet exactly that you can say we are living in harmony, but there's a lot of platforms that actually have been opened for us LGBTI to actually speak up. I've seen around the province a lot of structures have been created where LGBTI can now stand up and raise their voices on their issues. So there has been a little bit of a change when it comes to our own issues and how they have been handled in the province, but we're still not yet there on saying, and I can say exactly, we are living in harmony with the community, because we are still being violated, we are still being abused around the province. It's just that the only thing that we are appreciating is that there are now platforms where we can actually speak up and report if maybe there is an incident that is happening in our own society, community as LGBTIQ person in Limpopo.
Yeah, I mean, that's sad if we're still having incidents where there's, you know, abuse and the likes. Because in the past, there used to be reports of abuse leveled against the LGBTQI community, especially towards lesbians. Has there been a change in behavior, you know, towards those kind of incidents?
I wouldn't say there's still a level of abuse that is going on, and especially on lesbians. But it has balanced on into saying there's also a level of abuse amongst gay person, transgender person that has arose amongst the years. It's no longer just only lesbians that are actually being violated now. We've learned that also transgender person have also been violated in the province, and more gay guys are coming out and they are also being violated in the province. But there are places where now I can say they are actually being reported, like when you're saying there are departments that are actually helping us, like Department of Justice, to actually ensure that our cases are being taken care of when we go to police station. Although not in all the parts of the provinces, they're still in other provinces, maybe in the deep rural areas where it's still not been understood and we are being violated and the perpetrators are still getting away with it. But in most of the spaces now, there is maybe a place where they can actually report. But it's still happening. We're still saying they must stop violating LGBTI. In this space, we are human beings like them. We're still raising that, but there's still more people now that are actually voicing out to saying, people, please stop doing this. When you're talking about GPV, we are included there. We are also human. We still need to be protected. We're still vulnerable when it comes to that, but it's no longer just focused on lesbians, but the whole like LGBTIQ, they are facing almost the same violence around, and they are also being reported.
And are you having any boardroom conversations with the South African police or the policing system, basically, on how they should be professional in handling cases that are reported?
It has been done. I think it has been like some our main focus when we started. We actually started by making sure that we sensitized them, because now we couldn't just come and throw stones into them. We tried to understand what was the problem. Sure. So there have been police where they were being put together to actually bring sensitized to cater for our own issues. But our what is that? Maybe in most cases, you'll find that maybe there's one from different police stations. So which means when they go back, it's gonna maybe gonna be only one person that is actually have an idea on what's happening. So there has been engagement in educating the police on saying how they can actually handle LGBTI. You've seen changes into that, especially the police stations that are actually situated like in places like Polokwane and Taf, and also in Venda, because there has been cases that are happening in Venda. So at least there has been change that actually in the policing. So we have been sitting down with them. We have been talking about the issues of LGBTI. So they are also welcoming when we're talking about that, but we still need to educate more police. We need them to actually, in the whole police station, to have everyone understand when we're talking about LGBTI, not to just have maybe a few people who actually understand. When you're talking to this one, they have to call the other one to actually come and assist you. But all the police, they have to be sensitized about our issues. That can actually make us to feel more safe when we're around the province.
Yeah, I think in the fight for equal rights and no discrimination continues. Happy Africa Pride Month to you, and thank you for talking to us. That was Limpopo LGBTQI Proudly Out founder, Cindy.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.